The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
I am your host, Carlos Romero, and I am here joined by Mr. Adam Bale.
Hey, what's up, people on the internet?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up,
Brett Murdoch.
Ahoy.
Mr. Brian Manjoma.
I'm starting to think that Adam has lived like six lives.
Oh, yeah. not six lives, probably 20.
It's just city life, man. That's crazy. That's all I can say.
And by the way, we have two special guests. Maybe three might be showing up pretty soon. But we have, firstly, from the Platform Podcast.
Wait, where's Manny?
Wait, we'll get to that. Let me introduce our special guest first. Returning from the Platform Podcast, Mr. Big Mike. Yo, Mike, you good?
I'm good.
And also from the Platform Podcast, the host of the Platform Podcast, Dan the Man. Yo, what up, Dan?
What up, what up? Let's go.
You already got the sound bites on point right now. Yo, I've been thinking about this. We need to get like a soundboard for the podcast because there's a lot of clips that we can get just from like things that we've said in the podcast that, you know, like.
Absolutely.
Yo, Mike, you good? Or like, dude.
I got this one. This one you might like.
Oh my god!
yeah. Yo, man, those things add a lot to the show, man. But
they do.
But yeah, let's get started. There's a lot of topics. There's not really a main topic. It's just a lot of things happened that are kind of minor. But yeah, first we'll start with Sean Layden. Oh, no, by the way, actually, before I start, I forgot. There's two people missing in the podcast, and Adam mentioned them earlier. Manny, one of our co-hosts, is off to New York Comic Con, and he's doing, you know, the whole artist thing in New York Comic Con, selling the rounds. So he's not going to be able to join us today. And Tony is also at New York Comic Con. I don't know, doing journalist things over there, whatever. I don't know what journalists do at Comic-Con. They you know, write stories and get to see.
You know what they do, spreading fake news, making up bullshit.
You know, they're spreading fake news.
That's what they do. They're like, yo, I just saw Michael Jackson. I swear it was really him. I was like, shit, I'm about to interview him. The hidden character in The Last of Us.
Yeah, so shout out to both of them. They're over there, but they should be back for Throw Down Your Questions this Sunday. So, yeah, let's move on to the first topic. Sony and Sean Layden have departed. The chairman of Sony's worldwide studios has announced that he's going to be leaving Sony. This is the second major sort of head of a company that's left. You know, Reggie Fils-Aimé left earlier this year from Nintendo, and his post of Nintendo of America, and now it's Sean Layden, and we're all thinking it's like Phil Spencer's the only one left from that trio, man, that whole Unity thing. And it's like a big name from Sony is leaving.
You know why? Because the other two didn't tell their higher ups that they were gonna do that shit on stage, and they're like, "What the fuck?" They flipped the fuck out. They went to the bank.
It was a Harry Carey sword or retirement.
That's it. And then Phil looked at him. He's like, "Gotcha, bitches!" And he walked away. And that was it. Both of them got fired when they went back to Japan.
Doctor Phil.
Once HQ found out about that shit, it was like, this can't be, it must be fake news. And it's like, no, that shit legit. They were shaking hands. Got punked. Can't do
Phil
that.
Phil put a Santa's glove on and snapped his finger.
That's what he did.
Here we go.
But he pulled the Thanos, made those bitches disappear. Now, for the next game awards, he should stand there and be like, last man standing.
Dude, that'd be fucking awesome. He come on the game awards show with the Thanos glove. Last man standing.
Chris, I want you to use your entire pool to not make that happen.
It's pretty interesting because a lot of people are saying, it's like, oh, you know, Sony is, you know, there's issues with Sony, man. They're doing pretty bad. And it's like, yeah, the two people that left, you know, Reggie and Sean Layden are part of the two most, like, the two biggest companies right now for consoles. So it's like, it's just interesting to see, like, did he leave because of, you know, creative differences? Is he just...
Wait for the book. Wait for the book.
I don't think so. Reggie left Nintendo because he was on an annual contract when Kimishima took over in the interim. When after Iwata passed away, Reggie's CEO contract was not consistent. He was on an annual review, and Nintendo Japan had to approve every year. He probably was like, you know what, it's a good time to from this, like, I don't want to be under this kind of scrutiny. That seemed to me like the most logical reason why he walked away. Now, Sean Layden at Sony for like 32, you know, he's been there since the 80s. So he's probably like, you know what, now I'm good. I'm good. We're on top. I did all this stuff. It's all down. Hill from here as I'm pulling my golden.
I think the whole concern though is not so much that he left. It was just how it was announced. It was just a tweet. They didn't even copy him on the tweet. They haven't made any formal announcement after
that. Yeah, he didn't make a press release or
anything. Yeah, and it's like, yo, like you said, he's been there, not in that position, but he's been with the company since the '80s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, shit, he should get some kind of farewell or something, unless it just reminds me of, like, we've all been there when somebody gets fired after a meeting and then that email comes out. At least I do when I was system admin working. It was like, yo, delete his Outlook account. His notebook is gone. You know, delete the profile, send an email. We had a generic email file and we're all the best in this future endeavor. Just deactivate like
his badge.
That's it. We deactivate the badge. Yo, we did everything. Within like 10 minutes of the guy
blocked the email.
Security was already next to his desk waiting for him to escort him out. You know, so I think it's probably something like that, and that's what it sounds like because it's just too sudden. It's too sudden.
Didn't somebody else step down too, like in Japan?
Yeah.
Atsushi Morita. He retired after he's 60 years, or he was 60 years old, something like that. That
he had a window seat.
Yeah, I guess so.
He was like
head of PlayStation Japan. Yeah.
Yeah, I was saying he was like the head of PlayStation over in Japan. He wasn't. Yep. He stepped down like the next day, right after Sean Layden.
Oh, he didn't want Sean to outdo his news, man.
One of these guys is going to release a book, get a movie deal, or a miniseries on Netflix or something, and then we'll find out everything. It's like Console Wars. We're still waiting for that movie. Well, now it's been confirmed that they're doing a Netflix series. It's not a movie anymore.
Yeah, it's going to be a Netflix series. I saw
Finding Layden.
Professor Lee. Right? Then some smart ass indie devs make a video game out of it and put it on the Switch.
Surviving PlayStation.
Yeah, he's been in the company since 1987, like Chris mentioned. He was in charge of Sony Interactive Entertainment of America since 2014. And then he became the Worldwide Studios chairman following Jack.
Wow.
See, look at that.
So he's pretty much been one of the top dogs since the PS4 era. And
wow.
Yeah, go ahead.
Cool. I was just thinking, like, wow, I didn't realize he was there that long. You know, like, I didn't know his tenure was that deep within PlayStation. Wow. Oh, yeah, I guess so. Then I guess he's just kind of done with it. I mean, if he's been in it that long, it's like, what else can he really do? You know, you hit a wall and you're just like, you know what? I want to live my best life. I don't want to.
That's what I was thinking. Know. He's probably like, you know what? He goes, I'm good. He goes, I'm going to go home, spend time with my family that, you know, I barely see.
That's what they all say.
And his mistress.
His mistress.
Well, yeah, like, I mean, I find it funny because it's like, you know, him and Reggie left, and I'm wondering, you know, I wonder, you know, Sony, maybe, you know, Reggie. you never know, man.
Hey, when Don bounced from all the different games, that's possible.
All of these guys, you know, circle around. So they leave.
It's the industry. It's the industry.
Ain't Reggie like supposed to be going to like teach some school? I thought I read on Dual Shockers.
Yeah.
They're Sealy.
Yeah, he's I think he's gonna teach now. I think he's done with the industry, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Now Sean Layton, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with him.
So I was pretty sure I read that on Dual Shockers that he was gonna like go into teaching. That Reggie was.
Yeah.
He's gonna do the diametric. He's gonna like be head of some company to do gacha games for cell phones. That's exactly what he's gonna do. That's exactly what it is. Billions of dollars, dude. Yeah, like even though it's such a tragic thing. Oh yeah. It's like, all right, let me make this quick billion. Divorce my wife and get me a younger one. And,
get the prenup first. Get the prenup first.
Prenup first and then pay for the kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So any other things about this? Sean Layden departing. It's not, you know, huge news. I mean, it's from a structural sense, it's gonna be so.
Mm-hmm. I will miss him at E3 though. You know, I know Sony said they weren't doing E3, but you know, whenever he came out, it was always kind of like this condescending thing, and it was always these jabs. You know, so that is one thing that will be
because he always had his head posted up, like his nose up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. And when it was good though, I kind of like that. It's like shit, hair.
Like, yo, I can count your nose hairs, man. Put your head down. Bullshit up. You know? I call that little man syndrome. You see a lot of little people pulling that shit. They're like, oh, look at me. And they pop their head back and stuff. Like,
you pop your head back, you look taller. That's what it is.
Like, just get some platforms, you know? That's all. I don't need to walk around like.
The platform, man. There
we go.
There we go. You see? Look at that.
All right, so if there's no any other comments about that, let's move on to the next topic. It's PS Now. It's now more of a competitor to Game Pass. Apparently,
No, it's not.
PlayStation has now cut the monthly price of the subscription from $19.99 to $9.99 a month. And they've also announced that they've added a couple of, you know, big titles to their lineup. They announced that
temporary first party temporary. Why are you going to do temporary for your first party games? Leave this shit. Well, it's your network. Leave it.
Well, let's mention those games. GTA 5 is one of them. Not a first party game, but still a huge title. God of War, Dean Dad of War,
Uncharted. Dad of War.
Yeah. Boy. Infamous Second Son. So it's like, those are pretty big games, and people were talking smack about Xbox, saying, you know, games as a service, you know, PlayStation games as a service. Maybe?
If they really give the shit, if they really cared, they would have incorporated the whole idea of actually downloading. You're still streaming the shit. Not all of them work. It's not all of them. And if they really wanted to hype it up, put fucking Spider-Man on it, because that's the thing. Yeah, those are good games, but they're old games. That's the thing with Xbox. You're getting day one releases, even for the third parties. Metro Exodus is on there, and that's like not even 6 months.
Outer Worlds?
Yeah, Outer Worlds. You mean that's why it doesn't compare. So, yeah, go ahead. Drop it $10, $4. Put a layaway plan. I don't give a shit. You don't got the games that I want. You don't have it. That's what I'm saying. Be like, oh, look, it can do what? Some old ass shit. You really want to play that? Well, there's nothing about that. No, you know, go pop a pill. You know you don't want to play this shit. You know
it. I'm gonna lie. You know what I'm saying? I want to play that shit. You know, hashtag PC.
Hashtag streaming to my iPad. That's the only.
I do want to play that shit. I do want to play this shit. But my whole thing was, if you're going to put it on PC, can I get it at the resolution of my screen? You know what I'm saying? Like, 720p at 30? Are you kidding me? I got a gig down for internet. You better let me change the media settings.
You see why? They don't want to make you too happy because they want you to still buy
the console. They want me to get a PlayStation, right?
Damn right.
But then I'm like, don't do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, just don't do it. Just don't offer it.
Don't do it. Thing. White lines.
What I do find weird is, well, I thought it was ironic, was that my Xbox One controller works for it. I was playing God of War, and I'm like, what? Like, it, I mean, I'm like, this is actually working?
Now, did you... What I want to try, because I have a few iPads in my iPad Pro, now that it has that iOS 13 that supports the controllers, and then we got that PlayStation Play, the remote play on it. So I wonder if it'll work from there. I'm going to try that.
Said it would. It should.
It should, right? It should see that controller.
Yeah, it should see it. So, but I don't know.
Are there any people that have subscribed to PS Now before? Anybody?
I have before.
I got the trial on PC.
So I did the trial when it was like $20. I did the trial for like a week.
And, it's
not bad as long as you got, because they didn't have like the downloading stuff on there yet when I tried it out. Yeah. Like I said, as long as you got a good internet, there ain't no problem with it.
Yeah. Now you sound like Google with Stadia. As long as you got good internet, that shit is straight. Don't piss.
As long as you have good internet, there's no problem. 720p
as long at 30. It doesn't even run that on the base PlayStation. Like, I don't even understand.
As long as you're rich, you can buy whatever you want. there's always that what if. You can't go baseball.
It's just triggers. You know, when I was playing it, and I'm like, okay, all right. PC gamer playing God of War, yay. But then I felt so cheated, and it's a trial. Like, it's like, what? It's like, I can't blow up the screen because it'll look like old school PlayStation up close. Yeah. And then, you know, it's like 30 frames, and then even those frames are cut because it's just being streamed. So, you know, there's lag, and I don't know. I was not happy. I was happy to be saying, yes, hashtag PC got God of War. But then in the same token, I'm like, but then hashtag PC has got to fail. Like, it just was not popping like I wanted it to be.
Because, Mike, what is it? It's the PS2s that download? That's it, right? It's not...
What? PS3.
It's the PS3 games. The PS4 PS2, stuff, PS2, they don't
PS2, know. PS3, yep. PS4 is three, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Bloodborne, don't play it. Don't play it on PC.
I think you can download button it.
And you won't... fight.
Because that's the thing. I don't understand why. Because, you know, the console supports plugging externals in. There should be no issues about the file size. Just let people download the shit. That's it. They'll get a better experience.
Yeah. I'm on PC. I already got I got five hard drives. Like, let me download it to one. And then, you know, you don't even have to give me real PC settings.
So
you can just give me 1080p. And the frames, like I can either lock it at 30 or lock it at 60. Like, they don't have to give me AA and, you know, PhysX and HDO, and you don't have to give me all that. Just give me 1080p. It don't even have to go 4K. Just 1080p at 60, and I'll be happy.
Yeah, that's
so Danny. I gotta ask you a question, Danny.
All right, hold on. I think that's just Sony trying to curate their whole experience because they. I don't think they even trust people running the.
You think it's a DRM shit? You think they're worried?
I don't. It might be. I mean, it probably is like part DRM, but it's like they don't want people to just judge their games in their own hardware. That's not theirs.
So it's right.
Like, yeah. So like, if let's say for example they release God of War on PS Now, you can download it and then you can play it on your PC, but your PC can't hack it. It's, you know, it's a $200 PC that you bought 5 years ago. And
right.
And people are going to judge the game on outdated hardware, and Sony has nothing to sort of negate that criticism. And with the streaming service, it's like, yeah, they can criticize it, but they have the whole, well, your internet sucks, you know? But
you know what I think it is, too? It could be more of a, well, we don't want you to see how good this is going to look on PC, or how much better PC was than PS4. You know, PS5 may be a little different, but, you know, PS4, you know, they say, okay, we let you look at, you know, Bloodborne at full 1080p at 60. That might change a few people's minds about going the console route when they're like, damn, you know, I could just play like this. Why do I even need to go there? You know what I'm saying? So maybe that could be part of it, too.
Yo, Brett, you've been quiet. What are your thoughts on?
I've been also eating nachos, so.
Oh, nice. Yo, man, you gonna make me hungry, man? So early in the show?
So, Well, here's my point. I still find this plate of nachos way more interesting.
Oh, man. See, nobody gives a shit about that.
Yeah.
PS Now.
I mean, streaming game services, like, I don't think it's a good idea. I don't see... It's weird because I come from, you know, back in the day, I had the Sega Channel. That was the greatest thing ever, but...
See?
Oh, God. Uh-oh.
Damn, you gotta tuck your age in there, Brett.
Yeah, you gotta tuck your age in. What?
Nah, man, let the grays fly. Let the grays fly.
I gotta tuck mine in for even knowing this shit.
Same here. I gotta tuck mine in. Good, Brett?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, I'm gonna head out.
It's been great, folks. I'll see you later. I mean, that was awesome, but I think that in this day and age, like, we hone in on the experiences that we want, even if you have something like, oh, there's a certain game that you want to play specifically, and that's the game you're going to hone in on. You're going to put enough time in on it that, for the most part, you know, I just don't know. I feel like you'll buy it as long as the prices stay reasonable. The only world that I can see this working in is if, you know, you lived in the world Nintendo would want, where games remain $60 forever. You know, that kind of, then I can understand it. But, you know, now at least we have used game sales and everything like that. So the market dictates what the cost of a used game is. You know, nobody wants Fallout 76. That's why it's $10.
But you just brought up a good point, because Mike, you're the only one that played it. Does that service have an option to buy the game? And if it does it have a discount? Because with Game Pass and stuff, you can play it and then you get like 20-30% discount, even if it's on sale on top of that.
So PC, it does offer to buy.
It does,
but you can only buy it so it'll be on your PS4.
But like, what's the price? Was it charging you like a full retail?
I think Bloodborne was $19.99, okay. And then and Uncharted was $23.99.
That's normal.
And I thought God of War was $49.99. That's not much it was.
So that's a new thing then, because like I said, when I did the trial, it didn't have that back when I tried it.
Okay.
So maybe they're trying to compete with Xbox.
You know, and I think the PS Now still works on the Vita, right? That service still works. So if you got a Vita and you want to struggle
just let it die.
Buy a Switch.
Let it die. You got to put that PS Now on the Switch. What? There we go.
Vita means life, man. That shit will never die. That shit will live on forever, man.
Nothing lasts forever in the cold November rain.
At this point, people with Vitas are like people walking around with a stuffed cat still petting it, being like, you want to pet Mittens?
Oh, man. don't let Riku hear you say that.
Oh, shit. Yo, Brian, what are your thoughts on this? I think you're the happiest out of all of us because you're the one that gets to, sip that PC tea and be like, huh? Yep. Got a war on the PC?
come on. Okay. Like, all the games they're putting there just like make it look nice. They're kind of meh games. I mean, Grand Theft Auto 5. Who doesn't have this game now? Like,
I got it on PC already.
Like, everyone's got like 3 copies of it. Like, it's like the highest end game ever. It's like, I don't think that will entice people to go. It's like, hey, get on PS Now. It's like $10 more, or just get on everything else because. It's on everything else, you know. Second Son, out of all like the worst Infamous game, I don't think that anyone will actually argue that it's the worst Infamous game. They have so many other Infamous games. That one's just terrible. I don't know.
I love Infamous, and I agree with his point.
I have all the platinums,
but that's what I'm saying. Point. They should have put something new, something hot on
Spider-Man
there,
or something that people are like. Okay, this is like the game. Okay, they have God of War on there. Yeah, that's fine. But on Spider-Man as well, or something, you know?
Days Gone for a limited time. 4 months. Sign up now. Get it. Boom. Maybe that?
And also, the idea of a limited time, it's like, that doesn't entice people. Because then it's just like, okay, a limited time, so either I jump on now or jump on later. But you just had a price cut now. So what if you have a price cut later as well? So what's the point?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, yeah, right. It's just, it's not good. I'm I'm not overly over the moon. I'm just kind of like, it's not enough, you know, like compared to what Stadia is going to come out with and what Game Pass has, it needs to be more if it wants to actually compete.
Yeah, and let me address something Glorious War mentioned in the chat. He said PS Now is download and streaming. The service is for budget gamers. And he says that he thinks that we're missing the point on PS Now. And Brian mentioned, no, it's like, this is a direct competitor to Game Pass. And Game Pass,
even if it's a budget game, if people still buying that console, if you're buying that console, then you want quality games. You're not buying it for PS Now.
But regardless, your direct competitor, Microsoft, is releasing Game Pass and Game Pass Ultimate, and their service is way better than this. I forgot how much I pay for Game Pass.
$1. I paid a dollar a year.
Exactly. I have my Xbox Live subscription for two or 3 years into the future, and I just paid $1. Now I have Game Pass for over 2 years now. So that's how, you know, we got to criticize these companies when
they're, you know why they did that?
Because they're desperate.
Because they can.
So, hey, but no. Let's say Game Pass extends to the next generation.
Yeah.
You buying a new Xbox with your 2 years of Game Pass? Yeah. You're just gonna let it wither on the vine.
And Game Pass Ultimate includes PC, so you don't have to, you know, get another Xbox. Yeah, that's it's all part, you know, it's all part of the plan, It's a really good service. Like I haven't been a huge fan of Xbox this generation, but Game Pass has been something that has been worth my time. You know, I played both the last two Gears games, Forza. I played, what else did I don't know. I played other games.
Gears 5 you played recently?
Yeah.
Sea of Thieves.
Sea of Thieves I played on Game Pass. Yeah, so it's like I already got my money's worth for Game Pass. I only needed to play like two or three games to justify the purchase. And and yeah,
of a dollar.
Yep.
Well, yeah, I mean, theoretically, the actual purchase of the monthly price, but yeah, I only paid a dollar for it. So.
Okay, I was like, yeah, if you paid a dollar for 5 minutes of gaming, you got your money's worth.
Oh yeah. Yep. I mean, that's what I did. Like Carlos said, that's what I did. I threw $1 in. I have I think 40 months of Game Pass with Xbox Live. Nice. And yeah. Yeah, I got my money's worth. Me and Danny, we played Sea of Thieves together, State of Decay, Gears of War 5.
Yep.
Forza games. All the crossplay titles.
Crackdown 3.
Crackdown 3.
And by the way,
that's tragic on PC.
I played that game on Game Pass too. But anyway, let's move on. By the way, before we move on, you know, Game Pass is worth a dollar. You know what's not worth a dollar anymore? Double cheeseburgers at McDonald's. Anyways, let's move on, man.
Damn, I'm hungry.
Yeah, I know. Let's blame bread with the nachos, man. It made me hungry.
Man,
I'm gonna turn off my mute while I stop. I'll turn off my mute while I chew so you guys can hear my delicious.
Oh my god!
Damn, man.
That shit is Chris.
Save me some, man.
Yo, I'm good. I had dinner 3 weeks ago. I'm straight. Go ahead. Chomp all you want. Anorexia for life.
All right. Let's move on to the next. You know, sticking with Sony, PS4 crossplay. It's now a feature that developers can use to implement into their PS4 games. So
Carlos,
they gave in. They cave in. What's up?
You see, that's the real reason why Tony's not and Manny are not here.
Oh yeah, they didn't want to
go. They knew. They were the ones, man. If we could go over and do a rewind, and they were like, "That shit's never happening." They're not. That'll be a case by case. Nope, they'll never do
it. Somebody ask us a question on Sunday, please. Ask them how. Ask Tony and Manny how they feel about this.
Yep.
I will.
This is the future. Nope, they don't need to do it. They're not going to do it. The fans don't want it. They don't want it.
That's a lie.
Why?
Oh my God.
I mean, I've tried crossplay and I like it. I fully support it.
Yeah.
I think it's a fantastic idea. That you know, that look, I can sit here on my PlayStation and play fucking Fortnite or Battle Royale of those games with Danny on PC. Yeah. Or, you know, I play some games for my PlayStation. Like Call of Duty coming out this month.
Big Mike can play because he on PlayStation. Yeah. I'm on PC. Yeah.
Like my friend Danny's gonna get Call of Duty on PC.
Now here's the question with that. It's cool and all, and I get it on the business side because then now you got one big community. You don't have to worry if one is falling back and then the other. But when it comes to finding people, unless the game has its own friend system that you're using, your internal profile, like the way Blizzard and some other ones do, how do you find them? So, like, let's say, yeah, you just said it's like, you know, Mike, if you're playing, how are you going to find them? How are you going to find them?
Well, we just add each other.
Right.
How? That's what I'm saying. How do you add?
Now, like I did with Xbox when me and Danny played Gears of War 5, he set up an Xbox Live account, and I just added him on my Xbox Live account. And
I used the Xbox app that
not that. I'm talking about for the crossplay stuff. Like, let's say Modern Warfare when this one comes out.
All right. That's easy.
Third party. So
how? Modern Warfare. It's the Activision account. So we got Activision account. He just adds me as a friend.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. All right. So then when you see, there you go. That's what I'm saying. They're going to need their own friend list.
Just saying.
Because then.
I sent out a tweet. I was like, look, I said, since this is now in effect, I'm looking at you, Ubisoft, when, you know, playing Rainbow Six Siege and Madden.
Yeah.
But there's something we all really want besides this, though, that. And that's cross progression. You bring that. Like what Destiny, I think, right now, Modern Warfare. Destiny's doing it now. And I heard people saying that the Call of Duty, this Modern Warfare, the beta was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
People playing on both, and they were logging in, and when they were doing the Activision, they were seeing their same beta level. They were like, holy shit. Yep. That's what we want. Because think about that. Let's say you own the game on a PlayStation. Like, I got it. And then your buddy's like, yo, Game Pass got that game now. You want to play with me? Well, I got Game Pass. All right, yeah, I'll download it because then you can just sign in and you don't have to start over. That'd be great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's what we need. The future.
Mm-hmm. So does anybody think that this is a bad thing?
The ones that do,
this is amazing.
That's what it is.
I fully support it, honestly. You know what? If you PlayStation or Xbox dudes want to come and try to 1v1 me or something, you can get these headshots, and I know it sounds like a porno, but you know, we're talking straight mouse aim, you know what I'm saying? And like,
if you want it,
you can come get it.
No, they can't because Modern Warfare, it doesn't do that. It'll pair up controller.
100% it did it for us when we played. Big Mike was on controller. I will tell you, when Big Mike played, he was on controller and I was mousing, keyboarding it. And he already knows I was leading. Dude, 33 kills because dudes couldn't turn around quick.
Well, you know they're saying the final version is going to auto-detect. And if they see that you're on PC playing with a keyboard mouse, they're only going to pair you up with other keyboard mouse. That's it. You saw what they did? I don't know if you saw with the mobile version. Because when version launched and people were playing with controllers and murdering these touchscreen bitches, and then they were like, and they disabled it. So they didn't even have a setting. They just turned the shit off. So within an hour, you're playing and your shit don't work no more. Your controller. You had to do touchscreen because they were just getting slaughtered.
Well, I know on Activision, it shows you if you're on PC or using keyboard, and you have the option through the new Call of Duty. I know they said this. You have the option to turn it off.
Yeah, you can turn it on or off. So that's what I thought, that you could just do it. Like, you could say, oh, yeah, I just want to mix it up. Or you could just literally say, no, just match me type.
They better auto, because think of all the people that are going to rage quit. Yo, why I keep dying even more than before?
Yeah, because you're playing against me. Damn the man. You're getting headshotted while you're ducking. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, by the way, Glorious War mentioned in the chat, turn off PC and consoles crossplay because it's going to be full of hackers. And Brett has been he's been an advocate against PC hacking. So I'm curious to know Brett's thoughts about this. Do you have any concerns about, you know, maybe PC hackers invading the console world?
Oh, 110%. You're going to see aim botters. Like, this is it's going to be a weirdly ugly thing, though, the first time that console players run into aimbotters. Because if you haven't played against them before, it feels like Jesus hates you. It's just it's one of those things that you're like, I spawn, I'm dead. I turn a corner, I'm dead. Like, what the fuck is going on? It's like a supernatural level of I'm fucked. And I don't think console players have ever experienced that before, and the first time they do, they're going to be real pissed. And I think that they're going to have pretty high safeguards in effect. And if they're running the game through any type of launcher, they can generally negate some of that, but there's nothing you can really do about an overlay aimbotting program.
It'll be a microtransaction. You have to pay to have the cheat block. It'll be $2.99 with season pass.
Yeah.
Now, can you hear? Would we be able to hear and communicate with people like in voice chat?
Yes.
Most games have in-game voice chat.
Yeah. Yep.
So then if I'm just thinking, like, let's say someone's harassing you and just going over and over, you motherfucking towelhead, is I'm saying some fucked up shit. You're like, shit, how do I ban this motherfucker?
You can block him. You just mute him. You can block him.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, there was a couple of dudes that were saying, like, you know, trash, but I was like, all right, here we go. Right click. He out. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just like, it was an instant thing, so it wasn't like an issue, honestly.
In Call of Duty, it's really easy, actually. You can just go to their name and when you're looking at the stats or when you're in the lobby waiting to get into a game, you can on their name and get rid of the voice.
So and they'll be yelling at themselves.
Yeah, they'd be yelling at themselves. Any other thoughts on crossplay?
It's hype. Let's do it. I'm ready.
This is the future. See, they shows PlayStation don't give a shit about protecting the kids. Remember, they're like, "Oh, we're doing it to protect the kids. We're protecting kids." Protecting kids. That's, remember when they said that? They said that shit. We don't want to do it.
They did. Oh, they had some lame. I called them out for that too. It was such a bullshit corporate excuse.
Yeah.
It's like kids are worse than adults when it comes to when you protect the adults from the kids.
Exactly.
They're the ones talking about they doing everything to my mom. So I'm like, I know she's a freak, but she ain't doing nothing to you.
Oh, damn.
These are the kids out there swatting other motherfuckers. It's crazy.
Yeah. Right. So,
yeah, Glorious War. It looks like Glorious War is the only one in the chat that is not a pretty big fan of crossplay. But, Tony and Manny, I think, might not, probably not. Advocates about against crossplay, but they're just, I don't think they really care.
Man, I'm surprised Tony and Manny even have internet because those motherfuckers, I like them. No, and
that's
all the way to Comic-Con.
They don't like playing with other people, they don't like doing ASF unless it's in the room and let's just co op and all that stuff. So, yeah. I'm really surprised. That's why I still get amazed every time when you guys are playing. And, you know, Manny don't play a lot of these games. He says, "Yo, send me an invite to the chat." I'm like, I'm still fucking amazed. That sounds blasphemy right there. I'm like, I can't believe this dude.
Yo, man, their spidey senses all the way to fucking New York Comic Con. They're like, somebody just talk shit about them. Right.
But they know it's true. They know it's true.
Do you think I know they play Monster Hunter a lot. Do you think they'll support it if they add crossplay to Monster Hunter World?
Yeah, I don't
would be dope. That would be dope.
That'd be pretty crazy.
Because that's the other thing, right? It's up to the developers to add that.
I'm against it.
You're against it?
I'm against it now.
I'll tell you why.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Wait, what just happened?
Yeah, I had an epiphany right now. Monster Hunter World is a special game in my heart. I like to play it, you know, with Chris and Brett and Tony, mm-hmm. and, you know, all the people, all the gang. But sometimes I play by myself, or sometimes we need one person to help us out because usually we like to fill up the 4-player parties to, you know, attack and kill monsters. I have a certain preference when it comes to the type of people that join our SOS flares. And they're not from the Western world, where most of the Xbox gamers are coming from.
Just they like Asian players. Asian players are better 90% of the time.
I agree with Brian.
I'll leave it at that. No, but Carlos,
don't worry. Let it out, Carlos. That's it. We'll just edit it in the post, so it's all right.
We're doing editing tricks? Okay, I'm gonna do some good bleed outs. Yeah, God, Carlos.
all the reactions.
Dude, you can't say that stuff on the internet. Dude, I am genuinely shocked that you feel that way. All right, take any of those, clip them in anywhere you want.
Okay. But yeah, I'm pretty happy about this. It was in beta. Now it's sort of fully fledged.
In my ass
for the fucking for the developers to, you know, use crossplay however they want. So hopefully,
I don't understand why is this like just coming out of IGN? Why isn't Sony like patting themselves on the back, holding an event, saying, "What the fuck? We gave you crossplay. You begged for it, and it, you know, just like they're not." Say anything. They just threw it out. Hey, here you guys. It's like the paper boy throwing shit at you.
It's too many questions. I'm like, yo, what about the kids? What kind of beta testing did you actually do? You show us the document. Show us the document. Get Congress involved on this shit.
Anytime Sony can have a chance to boast about anything, they will do it.
No, I agree.
Unless they're the last people to get there.
Yeah.
Remember when they got exposed with Fortnite? Remember they said they couldn't be done, and then Fortnite came out and it was like, oh, players, and everybody was playing with each other and shit. Like, wow, it's like a circle. You know? Yeah, look,
they came over. Fucking Sean Layton came over to their offices like Negan. It's like, you better shut this shit.
So that's why he left.
Sean Layton went over to the Epic Game Store. That's right. He had the baseball bat, a little seal. You better shut this shit down right now, bitch. We ain't about to get exposed over here.
Oh, shit. I got you.
Exposed. Oh, what the hell?
Shit. I'm about to turn my camera on. I'm doing a running man.
Anyway, let's move on to the next topic before shit gets out of hand.
We're just gonna have to Tony's gonna come back and be like, we didn't have a party.
So going on to the next topic, Switch Lite is apparently has a new iteration of the Switch Lite is coming to fruition. They're already working on it.
What? Because this one's broken. That's why.
Yeah. So that's one of the things. It's like the reports are saying that it's a minor update to the Switch Lite. It's not really specific, but my guess is, and we've been seeing this in the news a couple of days ago, is that the new iteration of the Switch is still having those drift issues that the regular Switch was having. You know, they even included that into the class action lawsuit that they filed against Nintendo and included the Switch Lite. And it's like, I wonder if this is going
to
be.
Boy, they had to see that coming. Like we discussed this before when the lawsuit was filed. I'm like, if the Switch Lite comes out with this problem, these guys are going to capitalize on it, and they did. That's it. There it is. Okay, right there, another $1 billion on the plate. Come on, pay up. Like so the fact that they didn't just delay the Switch Lite a few months just to get that out of the way, get that nailed down, and like get a new batch and then go back, open up the old ones and fix it. I don't know what they were thinking. They just released it like, fuck it. Whatever.
Exactly.
Chris, let me ask you a question. Am I crazy to think, why is it called the Switch? You can't switch shit on it.
When
they said Switch Lite, I'm like, well, what's the light switch part?
I don't even call this motherfucker a Switch anymore. And here's the logic behind it, right? Like, it doesn't have dual screens, so you can't call it a DS, right? And then if you roll backward in the category, it's a motherfucking Game Boy.
It's a Game Boy.
Oh, and
Game Boy HD. There we go.
Did you see they do have a color scheme for the Game Boy one? That's coming. And it looks just like the Game Boy one.
It's pointless. The Switch already is mobile. Like, I still don't understand it. Like, I get the money suck that Nintendo is trying to do, but I am I going crazy, Chris, man? Because I know you...
No. No, what? And actually, it was Adam... who brought up the point, like, this thing thing is made for little kids.
Yep.
This thing's made. It's tougher. It's
durable, made out of, and like, that's it.
It's so cheaper, Adam, plastic. Hold on. So I gotta call you out, Adam. I gotta call you out because that is a very good point. But you have argued with me so many times that you don't buy a Switch for children.
No, not the too high a price ticket. $200, but the other one was $300 plus tax plus the games. But at $200, and you know it's $200
plus tax and they won't break it.
No, because you have to understand someone.
And they can't lose the Joy-Cons.
Yeah, and they can't use the Joy-Cons. That's the issue. This is all attached. This is one piece. Nah. You can put a big thick rubber case around it and toss it down the stairs. You know, put an Autobot. You know, that's
it. They will break that joystick. They will break that joystick, and you know it.
Well, they think now it's already broken. They don't have to worry about breaking it. The ship's broken. So,
yo, Chris, go ahead and make your point.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing they missed the boat on with this design was why didn't it come with its own dock to TV? Like, it should be capable of doing that, but it can't. So at least they lost both features. Like, the whole point of the Switch is, like, you have removable Joy-Cons and a dock, so you can play it on the TV or take it on the go. So this lost both of that. It's only on the – and you can't take the Joy-Cons off. But you could have at least had the TV, and they didn't even do that. It has no kickstand. I don't know how you're supposed to – but yet it works with a Pro Controller. So it's like, what are you supposed to do, lean it up on the wall? Like
mount it to the wall. That's tape it.
Nope. Go to Nintendo.com and buy that $55 Pokemon case that has the kickstand. That's what they want.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
you'll Switch Lite savings.
Yeah. I wasn't a huge fan of this console. I mean, of this iteration of the console since it got announced, because, you know, I expected a smaller version of the Switch. You know,
this is what. This is what, the third iteration?
The second.
No, because they also made another Switch.
You're talking about the one with the battery and the red box?
Yeah, I would say it has a bigger battery in it. That was the second iteration they did.
Yeah,
they're like, the battery is no good because, you know, you play, like, when I played my Switch, dude, the battery lasts like 3, maybe 4 hours.
Yeah, it doesn't last me long either.
Now the new one they got, it'll last about that, about 7 or 8.
Really?
Like, yo,
that's pretty good.
You're like, yo, this is what's good.
I heard that it improved it, but I didn't know it improved it that much. That's crazy. But yeah,
how much did it improve it by?
Double.
Damn.
Yeah.
Son.
For Zelda, for Breath of the Wild, it did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, because the current battery, the one, because I have a launch console,
it's
pretty bad. But yeah, in terms of the Switch Lite, I wasn't a big fan of it. I expected it to be smaller, but I just didn't expect it to be such a, you know, dumbed down version of the old Switch. It's like it lost its sort of what made the Switch the Switch. But apparently,
it's literally not a Switch.
Yeah, it's literally not a Switch. But I will say this: this goes to the whole thing about how the most important thing for Nintendo is not the hardware; it's the games. And
that's iffy.
And not the name of their fucking devices, because Dave, no one thought about that shit. It was like, hey, are we still calling it the Switch? Because it can't. Shut up. Okay. All right. My bad.
Because I mean. Why I say that's iffy, because, you know, like, Pokemon Go for your, I mean, Let's Go Pikachu or Let's Go Eevee,
mm-hmm.
To play that Pokemon game, you have to, Danny confirmed this, you have to hit your Joy-Con and, like, throw the Pokeball at it,
really?
At your TV, if you do it that way.
Yeah, if you play a handheld mode, you play regular, like, you know, joystick. But if you play full screen, you have to unhook the Joy-Cons. You can't put them together, and you have to treat it like the Wii.
Yes.
And I was like, what's the point? I mean, I got a, you know, like the controller adapter thing. I can't just put it in that and play it? Like, I didn't understand the dynamic on why that couldn't be a controller option in full screen. Like, I still don't understand it.
And they discussed that about, the Switch Lite. If you wanted to play Let's Go Pikachu, you had to take your Joy-Con that you had with your original Switch and sync it up to the Switch Lite. I'm like,
what?
Yeah, that's what they have to do if they, you know, bought the Switch Lite.
Well, they still have the whole issue about making it your main or your primary, right, or secondary, and how if it's your secondary, your main one has to stay home and always have an internet connection.
Yeah,
and be in standby, like, so it can send a signal. It's some bullshit.
I still blame you, Danny. This is all your fault.
Oh,
man. Listen.
Hey,
all right.
When the Switch first got announced, he said, "Yo, Nintendo, come for my wallet."
I did. I said Nintendo should adopt some of the modern money tropes, just because they just give us everything we want, but also charge us, and I'm willing to pay, and then it backfired. And they're like, "Oh yeah, we get everything. We even get DLC for Zelda for the first time. Now Zelda got microtransactions. Blah 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 blah." Blah, 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 blah. It's just like,
hey, and look,
my heart poured out.
Hey, and your Mario Kart Tour on your mobile phone.
Don't start.
Excuse me.
You gotta pay for tracks to play Mario Kart Tour on your mobile phone.
Shoot, you gotta pay $4.99 a month just to play the 200cc mode. That is crazy. Cool. And it dropped just a week after the Apple Arcade, and that's $4.99. You get to play over 100 games.
Yep.
So if you just do the math on that alone, it's like, $4.99 to play one damn mode, or $4.99 to play a whole shitload. You know what? Fuck it. I'll just pay $4.99 for the one mode. I'm a sucker bitch. That's what we do. That's what we do. I got to show that I can waste money like the best of them. So here we go.
Hey, you know the kids are doing it. The Fortnite kids are.
Oh, my Lord.
If they're not too busy dancing and shit.
Right.
Like I mentioned, man, Fortnite is a new Michael Jackson. They're teaching kids how to dance.
Wow.
Your kids play Fortnite, don't they, Adam?
No. No, they don't.
He said, no.
My daughter just got into Smash Bros.
There you go. See,
that's good. Yeah, that's good.
She's
great dad, man. Great
that's
dad.
That's it. That's what I got to do.
And Fortnite
don't
tell
Tony that.
That's it.
Here you go, Adam.
There you go. That's right. That's right. I got to put my kids on the right path.
Yeah, but other than that, I don't think there's anything else to talk about the Switch. Just, you know, that the light still has a drifting issues, and they're working on the, like. Man,
I really didn't think that was going to be an issue. I'm like, oh, it's attached. It's all going to be linked to the board. I remember when I saw the breakdowns of the Switch when people were doing their own fixes for, and it was showing where the antenna and why it's causing issues. I'm like, that can't be an issue on this. This is all built in. Same fucking shit, man. Same issue.
Cha-cha,
How did they not fix this is my question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, literally everybody else, there's internet videos on what the problem is and how you can fix it. Nintendo could have Googled their own solution.
Well, I mean, you know, they're the same company that did the N64 controller with that thumb.
Oh.
Okay. Thumbsticks are not their MO, man. But yeah. Well, If there isn't anything else to talk about the Switch, then we can move on to the next topic. And I think Adam might be interested about this.
Ubisoft
removes Ghost Recon Breakpoint's booster skill and point microtransactions. So apparently,
good.
Breakpoint had a couple of microtransactions that allowed people to progress in their skill or level or something in the game.
There's a lot of different progressions. There's a lot of microtransactions. A lot of this shit isn't new. Those who know the Wildlands was full of the stuff. Most of it didn't matter, you know. So it was all cosmetics and some other things. But there's some of these items they actually did help out for certain other things, and you know, people get bitchy about it. So whatever. But again, it all counts for if you're doing PvP, if that's what you're going in for. But that. I don't know, but it never really crossed me because, you know, I'm doing the review for the Coalition, and I don't really spend much time on that. For me, it's all about the game itself, and the game got a lot of other fucking issues, and that's the least of them. That is the least of those.
Can you talk about those issues? Or?
Yeah, I'll give a few of them. I mean, one, you don't have the AI teammates. The whole series was built on
tactics. What?
squad gaming. That's what this Ghost Recon from the first one has always been, tactical squad game. You go, you point your guys, breach the door, put another guy, you stay back here, you snipe, you put another guy, take cover, cover our asses. That's what it was about. It was strategizing. Then they say, you know what, fuck that. You're going to have to play with buddies. My buddies running gun. They're not going to do this shit. I'm gonna be like, all right, Tony, you stay over here. You know, Rich, oh, what the fuck? Everybody running in the toys. This is Leroy Jenkins time. What the fuck? I'm telling you, we're trying to play and we're coordinating, and motherfuckers just running. And Tony's like, man, fuck this shit. And he got LMG. You know, like, that's not what we could sneak. We could sneak around. We could pinpoint whatever. So anyway, they took it out. That was in Wildlands, and they took it out. You know, so then a lot of people, and I told this to Tony, I told this, and we talked about it in the chat. A lot of people didn't believe me. Like, no, I don't know what we're talking about. They never said one. And I had the show from E3. When the rep came out after they showed the little video package, the first thing she said was, we listened to you, we heard you guys, and post-launch, we're bringing back the AI teammates. And people went nuts. They're happy. But it's like she said, the keyword post. That shit's not there now. And then they announced that it's going to come out maybe toward the end of year one. Not when this year ends, but year one within the game. So that's like 2020 sometime we'll get AI teammates. And that sucks, because then if you don't play with real people, then your friends, you're playing with randos. We already talked about that. That's not always the best experience. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not, but still, a lot of people don't like that. Or you're playing solo, and it's a boy and his drone, because that's all you have. You have your drone, and you're doing everything with your drone, and you're alone. That's it, and it changes the game. If you're doing that, this is like a completely different game. It's not Ghost Recon. So that's one issue. Then there was all these weird glitch issues. Like, there was this one mission I went to do. Now, this is funny. This is actually a real fun one. So come across these AI guys. I'm like, hey, we got to do this. I got to bring some things over. I got my truck. Can you help out? No problem. It's like an escort type thing, right? There's a gun on top of it. So, all right, oh, let me get on top of it. And I'm playing with Rich from the Coalition. So then next you know, I'm like, yo, you're going to drive? He's like, no, the AI guy got into the driver's seat, and he's driving. So I see Rich running after us because there's no other vehicle, because we took a helicopter there. And he was like, yo, they're leaving without me. I'm like, all right, let me get out. So I get off. The fucking car keeps going. They don't even stop. It's like they don't realize that I got out of the vehicle. Mission failed. Mission failed. I'm like, are you kidding me? The AI can't detect that I fucking got out of the vehicle. The whole point is for me to escort them. Dumb shit like that. And then things that were minor issues, but for example, if anyone played Wildlands, then you know that whenever you put like cosmetics, you put a hat or you put a mask or whatever on, in the cutscenes, you see it. And I had a smoking cigar, and that was awesome. You always see it smoking. So during all the cutscenes, you see my guy talking with the smoking cigar. So anyway, this one, I'm putting all this shit. I got a mask on. I got a hat, a woolly headphones. I got my shits all set up. And then I get to my first cutscene, and he's got none of that shit on. I'm like, what the fuck? So now in all the cutscenes, you're just generic. You don't have none of the cosmetics, none of the accessories that you put on, none of the outfits show, none of that shit. He's just wearing a green t-shirt. I'm like, yo, my guy's got like a skull shirt on him. Nope. El generic. I could not believe that. I'm like, how do you go backwards on this shit? You're taking stuff out that wasn't broken. It's like, now it's broken. It's a lot of those type of things that pop up. And of course, getting stuck in things. And that's typical with these open worlds. But those were the main issues. The AI acting stupid, things not working, and then things just straight up missing.
Wow.
So, yeah. But, you know, it's Wildlands. It's still a fun party game. So
I'm,
you know, if you got,
I'm assuming you're not going to give this a 10 out of 10 then.
No.
It's not the buddy.
It's not the buddy game.
They even know because they sent it to us. All right, we got it like a Tuesday. And I said, yo, tell the rep. It's like, I don't think I'll have it done by Friday, the release. I mean, I want to really put time. And they're like, oh, no. They said, whenever you're ready to release it, get as much time as you want, to spend as much time as you want playing it. Because they know this is going to be a lot of shit. And the first impression is a bad one. It's like meeting a girl from a website who don't look like the picture. I'm like, fuck, it should have been giving me the benefit of the doubt. I got a cool personality. Let's talk. And you're like, all right, hold on. I said, you know, she's not that bad. We all look good in the dark. So I guess this could work. And that's the vibe you get with this game. At first, what the fuck? This don't play right. This is, but then after a while, you say, you know what? take it for what it is. You know, get some people together. Hopefully the AI does come. They said it's coming, so you don't have to say if they do it. They definitely do it. It's just when they do it that's going to be the problem. And that's it. But it was still fun, you know, running around. The story's booty. There's no point in the story. And who cares? We already know the goal. It's to go and kill people. Wherever they send you, it's always to kill somebody that's there. Interrogate, kill, steal shit, you know, rescue this, think that. It's the typical shit. But it's all about how you set up the objectives. And that's what I loved with the AI teammates, because regular players don't usually play strategically. They just run and shoot or those type of things. So I really hope that comes sooner than later. But yeah, maybe by Monday I should have that review up.
And you've been playing it. Did you play with Tony the other day?
Yeah. I was playing with it, and you know, I got the platinum in the Wildlands. I put a lot of time. They sent me even a notice that they saw me playing Breakpoint, and they're like, "Oh, congratulations! You just put in 2-point-something hours in this, but we see that you put in 173 hours in Wildlands, and we're happy for you and all this shit." I'm like, okay, now you're happy, Bob, but now you make me feel bad. I'm like, fuck, that's 173 hours I put into this shit, really? Fuck. See, that's why my kids forget my name sometimes, because I'm in the back home playing shit. They're like, when is daddy coming out? What's his name again? You know, fucking gonna start saying Cats in the Cradle and shit one day. You were never there for me. I was in the house. Yeah, but you weren't with me in the room. You playing your games and talking to the bitches on the internet. I'm like, oh, man. I let my kids down. I let them down.
At least you taught him to play Smash, bro.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why I did that. So while I'm in here, then they could sit on the floor in the chair. I got my arcade one up, my Street Fighter. I'm teaching my boy how to play that. And then I got the other control stick that Chris sent me. I'm like, yo, trying to get him prepared. Because, you know, by then the future's here. They could start doing, you know, go pro and shit.
So.
Yes.
So anybody else play, what's it called? Breakpoint?
Yeah.
I played the beta. Yeah.
I played the beta. Sorry. No.
I didn't like it. I felt like it was super wonky on PC for sure. I did not like the absence of any teammate at all.
Feel lonely and isolated.
You feel alone. I did like, the injuries, though. I did like the injury system. Mm-hmm. I thought that was pretty cool. I just felt like they should have just added that on what Wildlands was. Like, just make people less spongy and give you those injuries, and it would be perfect.
Well, they didn't do that. The one thing regarding the sponginess that they did address is headshot. A headshot is a headshot. If
headshot's
I
shot you in the head,
you're dead. If I get your body shot, I could shoot you a bunch of times to the body and stuff, but the headshot, you're down.
I did like that.
Yeah, I was really hoping that Breakpoint was going to, before they announced Breakpoint, but I knew they were doing another follow-up, that they were going to go the A-team route, because that's what everybody wanted. Everybody wanted a fucking A-team game. It's like, yo, we're having fun with this. There's so many times we're in the helicopter, and then the pilot says, yo, this is our stop, and he just jumps out, and the helicopter's going down. You don't have the parachute skill. You're dead. You just
I would kill for an A-team game. No, yeah, I mean, I know I need to tuck my age in, but I would kill for that.
That's what
I'm
saying. And that's what I was hoping for. Instead, they decided to go this whole other serious route to get a big name actor, which was pointless. There's no point for him to be in this fucking game. The story's booty. There's no point. So it's like, all right, whatever. I don't even care. This is the type of game, if you do play solo, or when you finally do get the AI guys, you just put on some music in the background and you just start playing, and that's it. Just run around killing stuff. And because it don't matter. It doesn't matter what they tell you to do. You know what's going to be the outcome. So,
damn, that's unfortunate, man.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah, I played the beta. It's got some bugs in it. We'll say that. I played the beta.
Oh.
There was like one point I was playing in I think it was like the first stage, and I was about to invade this guy's camp, and all of a sudden my guy started climbing into the sky, like without no ladder, no nothing. I'm like, what the fuck is this? What's going on?
But if there's one thing that we do know, is that Ubisoft, they don't give up on their games. They fucking pack those shits to holy hell until they work.
That's true.
They do.
That's true.
So that's the reason why I'm not going to shit on them for a lot of these other little things. I'm just going to shit on them for the shit that's missing.
Wait, one second. Let me call you out.
No, let's do it. Bring it. Bring it, Dylon. Spit the fire. What you got?
You'll go.
Exposed.
So Adam, you said yeah, give it, you know, Division 1, it got patched, it got fixed. Now it's the butter game. Why
the first one, not Division 2? Not Division 2.
That's what I'm about to get to. Why can't the Division 2 get the same time and
they could. I'm just not playing it until that time comes.
But you said the game's not the butter game, but you still don't know what the patches are going to bring.
I don't know, but I know that they're eventually going to patch it. They're doing it. They talked about with the DLC, and they're going back to New York and all that. And so when that comes up, then yeah. But right now, yeah, we talked about this.
Wow, I didn't know they were going back.
Yeah, they're going back to New York. So I'm curious to see if it's going to be a small part, like a little island, and it's going to be like an April Fool's. We're back in New York. It's not really New York.
Can we go to, like,
they put us on fucking Staten Island. That's a suburb shit. No, exactly. We're going upstate New York to the fucking boonies.
Yo, give me fucking Tuscaloosa or fucking Little Rock, man. I'm done with New York, man. I'm done with DC. That's
never
enough of this, man. Because
can we go to like Cincinnati, Ohio, or come to Indianapolis?
Come to fucking my biggest South Bend.
What I really want from the Division 2, and I'm sure there's a lot of people here that played it and people listening that played it, and it's the grind that I don't like. And it's, for example, remember in the first one, when it comes to go getting your exotic weapons, you knew you had to go, it was random, it was a boss, you would have to fight some guys, it was a whole big thing to do, but you knew you got your exotic weapon and that was it. Now you have to have the blueprint. After you have the blueprint, you got to get the 3 parts. Before you get the 3 parts, you have to go to, let's say, Hyena, one of the groups. You got to go kill everybody there, find a key. Hopefully, it's a Hyena key for the Hyena chest that's there. If it's not, you got to go to another Hyena location, kill everybody. Hopefully, you get the key. If you do get the key, open up the chest. Hopefully, you get one of the 3 parts that you need for your exotic weapon. And hopefully, next time you do it, you don't get a duplicate of that part because it's random. So it's not like, oh, we realize that you have 2 of the 3, then you're good. We'll give you the 3rd one. No, I had so many of the same fucking pieces for the chatterbox that I just, you know what, I'm done with this shit. It's too much of that running around. It's like, yo, I just want to fucking get this weapon. Now I have a blueprint. Shit, this is the first time I was so pissed off that they gave me the blueprints for a shotgun. I forgot what it was called. It was like some awesome shotgun and some other fucking gun, right? And I had the blueprints for the exotics. And I'm like, all right, this is great. Yo, we beat the fucking game. Were you there? Carlos, you were with us when we did, right? We beat that shit.
Maybe.
I don't know. Somebody was. I know Tony was there, and there was somebody. Chris, were you playing? Yeah, Chris, you were with us. We beat the game. We beat it. We did all the shit. Yeah, we got all the fucking shit. We maxed out all the shit. We still don't have the fucking parts for this fucking blueprint that we got from the damn pre-order, from the Ultimate Edition. I don't get that shit. It's like, yo, you gave me the blueprint, and I still can't build this fucking gun. And I'm in the end game already, and I still can't build this shit. That's upsetting. You know, I just say, oh, man. And then they're just dragging their ass like a fucking dog. They're dragging their ass for all the other modes that we wanted from before. You know, Resistance isn't there. Underground isn't there. None of those other modes that we played are there.
Are the raids?
They took away.
The raids are still there.
The raids are still there. And then even the raids were screwing with us because then the raids, we played the raid. That shit was fucking hard. Then they were like, all right, don't worry. Because remember, you got to, on console, you got to put in like half your life on that shit. You know, just to do a piece. You're good. You know, consoles, you see motherfuckers taking turns pissing in a bucket next to their console. They can't leave. You saw that shit. They said it was like 18 hours for the first team to beat the raid.
Damn!
So then they said, not lying.
Yeah, so then he's like, don't worry about it. We're going to make a different version, and then this will be for everybody that can jump in. Okay, so then Tony and Chris, right, we go in there, we jump in. It's still hard as shit, but like, all right, we can do this. And then all of a sudden I read up online, and I was like, oh, by the way, you complete it, but you're not going to get any of the goodies for doing it. So then why do you do it? Oh, it's just for the experience of playing the raid. But the exotic weapons and other things and goodies that you get there and the little dangly keychain and shit like that, you're not getting it if you play it in that. You still have to do it the other way, like what they call the proper way. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck that.
So they want you to grab, like, you know, 3 pots of coffee and start drinking it.
Yeah.
In a bucket.
And I get it. They want you to. They want people to get immersed in their game and to constantly play. But this isn't the way to do it. This is not the way to do it.
I remember, you know, trying to do the raid with you guys because Tony invited me to play with Chris and shit. And we were about to do the raid, and we realized, you know, that I couldn't do it with you guys because I had to be in your clan. We're like, well, this ain't happening today.
That's fucking bullshit. It's a
we're like, fuck this game. Yeah,
you know, and that's what I'm saying. It's like, and pretty much the entire community feel that the main reason why we haven't seen all those other modes, the popular most survival and stuff that we play now, is because they're waiting for this year one shit to finish so that way they can charge everybody for that shit for year two. Because year one was part of the ultimate, and on the gold, I think, also got it where that's all included. You get whatever's in year one.
Yep.
But year two, that's where it's like, oh, you got to shell out some money for that, you know? And that's when we're going to get all the other shit. So, and until then, until I know that that year two comes with all the fixes, they cut out all the bullshit grinding, and they will do it. We see that with all these games. We see it with the Call of Duties and stuff, where eventually they're like, you know what? You don't get tired running. Fucking infinite run, you know? And they start, you know what I'm talking about. They start turning down all the other bullshit that people were finding annoying because they're like, you know what? It's toward the end. It's midway through the cycle of the game. Just go out there and have fun. Even in Division 1, where if you wanted to get exotic weapons, the only way to do it was going into a dark zone. And you had to find bosses, and you were seeing people getting jumped into dark zone for their shit and stuff like that. And then they're like, you know what? Forget it. It's already halfway through the life. We're just going to put exotic weapons in the bosses in the regular zone and the open world. So then you don't have to worry about going into the dark zone because it's a pain in the ass. You go, you find a weapon, and then after that, you got to do the extract, but then some other fool saw that you killed the boss, and then now you're fighting those guys.
Well, see, they actually fixed that. They fixed that in Division 2, so I like that.
Yeah.
I play Russ, man. I feel like dude's as soft as doctor's cotton right now. I'm like this. You know, get good. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that struggle element, like that element of your shit can be taken, should be appreciated.
Because if you're getting good, roll deep. That's all you got to do.
That's roll what I'm deep. At. If you know you're stepping in the dark zone, it's just like the hood. Exactly. If you're going to the hood, first of all, make sure you know some folks there. That's you know true. What I'm saying? Because you got to go straight to their crib. Ain't no lollygagging. You got to go straight to the crib. And then once you at the crib, then you can leave out with them. You know what I'm saying? Because you in the hood, and you got to make sure shit is all good. Yeah. So it's like, I feel like that element I love because, you know, like I said, I play Rust on PC, and Rust is the most triggering thing you could ever. 2 hours to build your base, you finally get a metal door, and you forgot to lock it. So now dudes is running in your door, and they're taking your shit, they're killing you. And it's like, but you understand. You see what I'm saying? So I feel like that element has always been amazing to me, where you could just gank somebody. You know, because like, how good are you? You here? You in the dark zone? Well, guess what? Welcome.
You're about to get creeped.
I need your shit. That's what I need. I need your shit.
I love that in Division 1. The griefing. That's why I called it the griefing.
Yep. That's some of the videos, YouTube videos. Those are hilarious ones. There was one that was, what was it? But it was a crazy LMG. The hog or something like that, and I remember that it was a crazy video where the guy goes in there. It was a hungry hog, and then the title of the video, anyone listen, go look it up, is like how to get the hungry hog easy. That's what he says. Easy.
Yeah.
Right, but what happens is he's running around with his buddies. He's streaming, and then you remember in that game you can hear people in the vicinity, other people. They don't have to be in the chat. And the guy says, "I got the hog. I got the hug." That's all you hear. And it's like, yo, you heard that shit? Yeah, I heard it. Where's it coming from? I think it's coming from over there. So they go running, and then they see the guy running. It's like, yo, get him. And it's chasing him. You know, and they get the boys, and they kill his boys, and they chase him. And then they start to run him down, and they kill him, and they take his shit. And I think you can hear him. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You
know? I love it. I love it. It's like, dude, you should have made a left instead of a right, bro.
Shouldn't have even talked. Should keep that shit silent. Don't say anything.
Dude, I used to, with H1Z1, man, my name used to be Dan the Man Has Cars. And what I would do is I would fool people into thinking, because it was hard to get a car on the map on H1Z1. And what I would do is I would fool people and say, I got too many cars and I need somebody to help me drive them to my other base. And then when they would come up, fully geared. My boys would be waiting in the base. We got them down. We take all this shit. And then I'm back out there. I'm literally naked with a stick. And I just tell people I got cars. You know, I feel like, dude, this is just soft. You know, you gotta, if you're ready for the real deal, come holler at me.
Yeah, man. So, you were trying to be a salesman in the video game. I got cars over here.
I tell them I got cars, man. They would always say, I do have police cars. I need you to ride with me. Can't drive both. And they go, all right, bro, I'm coming with you right now. I'll follow you. Dude, fully geared. I see the stuff hanging off of him. Like, ooh, he's got that super rifle that we need. And then we just rack him.
And so, Carl, it's just a link with that whole thing with the breakpoint and the division. You don't have that issues when it comes to finding these weapons. You don't have to craft. There are some blueprints, but you can find weapons easy. You know, you just got to go and raid a base and then open up the chest and poof, there you go. You got it. You know, get boots, get all that stuff. They added a lot of, it feels the whole interface, the menu system feels a lot like Odyssey, where you're moving the little mouse pointer type of thing and you got all your gear lined up. You click on it, you see the different gear levels and stuff. Mm-hmm. So they went deep on that end. So that's not the issue. You know?
I'll say the game itself, it looks great. Like for the scenery and stuff, it looks outstanding. That does. But I didn't care for it because of the bugs and the glitches, and I was like, nah, this is not for me today. It was a hard pass.
It's going to be a no for me, dog.
It's a no for me, dog.
All right. So,
it's a bad no.
So that's all the topics we have. So I think we can end it with what we've been playing. I'll go first. I haven't really been playing a lot other than Monster Hunter World. We did play in a stream, but we did. I went through some issues where I couldn't connect to our online clan. I wanted to play with Chris, Tony, and Sketch. It was pretty weird because I started playing and I was like, okay, I'm in the map. I started playing the game, so let me connect to the little squad thing so I can join these guys and play. And it's like, it wouldn't let me. So I restarted the game, did it again. It wouldn't let me. So I restarted the console and didn't let me again. So I went to McDonald's and I went to go get something to eat. And I'm like, these dudes are still playing.
That's a double cheeseburger's worth $1, so no, you got even more.
No, and for real, though, that's a true story. I did go to McDonald's to go get something to eat. Chris was there, he knows. I was like, yo, man, I can't connect to this thing. And then I started doing research on my console. And by the way, PlayStation, it's my favorite console of this generation, but god damn it sucks. Like, there's so many, like, the UI when I was trying to send Chris a message took for freaking ever, man. It shouldn't take more than a minute to say yo invite to someone that's in your friends list. But anyways, I digress. I found out that the reason why I couldn't get to the squad and join the squad so I can play with these guys is because there was an update that I apparently didn't install. And the update couldn't install because mostly all this shit auto installs for me. I couldn't install it because of the space on my console wasn't there. So I didn't have enough space for the install. And I'm like, what? Why didn't it tell me? It's like I had to freaking dig like to the freaking notifications of the PlayStation for it to tell me that I couldn't join online because of a patch. Like, if I got in like tons of notifications, I would have never thought that out. So it's like, I figured it out. It took me for freaking ever to install it, and I'm like, yeah, man, I guess I'm gonna be done for today, man. I didn't get to play Monster Hunter.
Oh, that sucks, dude.
Yeah, so that was my week. How about Chris? How about you? What have you been playing?
I've been playing Monster Hunter, and I was trying to platinum Blazing. So I've been going back and forth with that.
Nice, nice.
That's all.
Yo, Brian, what about you, man? What you been playing? You playing Astral Chain, man? You got the platinum on that? On the Switch? It's
good. No, I'm just finishing off Zelda Breath of the Wild. Ooh. I'm just having way too much fun with that. Like, I don't care what anyone says. That game is a great game. Like, it's stupidly fun. Yes, I know the weapons break in like two hits and like as soft as air, but it's just fun just going around and just exploring.
Did you get the Brian,
you got, like,
not yet.
Get the motorcycle. Get the Master Cycle.
Oh, the cycle too. Yeah, that's right.
I think that's $20 though, the Master Cycle.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh god.
That's fine. I can get it. You know, my Switch is on the high seas, so I can find it.
Oh, you going to get the Master Sword too with that?
Yeah, right. You know, but Brian, I have a question.
What up?
Have you thought about playing Super Mario Odyssey?
I started it, and then I started playing Zelda. So it's the one I'm going to go for after I finished. Towards the end of the year, I'll try and get it done.
Okay.
I think I got to like the city level.
Yeah. With the chicken.
So I don't know how far I am. Yes. Yeah, got that far, and then I just put it down.
Yeah, man, Mario's legit. That's probably my favorite.
Really? More than Zelda?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Zelda's probably my favorite than Mario.
Zelda's fun, but I don't like the survival aspects of the game.
I didn't like that either. It wasn't my Zelda.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a double-edged sword for me. I like the what do you call those things? Those little things where you do the quests.
Shrines.
The shrines are like they're pretty fun, but I'm like, oh, here, let's go to this shrine.
I didn't like the shrines either. I was like, I called them dungeons as well, but I was like, there's like no enemies in here. I was like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah, they're just like a lot of them are puzzles and stuff.
It was just puzzles. I was like, it's like this is not my Zelda. I traded the back end. I was like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of that. And then from an aesthetic part, I wasn't too fan of how it looked. It looked fine.
So I didn't mind the look.
It looks fine portable mode. But when I connected that to my TV, it just looked washed out.
Yeah.
On my 4K TV, so I was like, oh man. And I came from playing like I think I played Horizon before that, and I'm like just going from that to that is like damn the difference in graphic like quality is way drastic.
Well, I think when it was docked on your TV, I think they said it was 900p.
It's 900p upscaled to.
Yeah, I was like, you're like, yikes.
Yeah. But, so, yeah, those are the reasons why. I mean, it's still a good game. I won't take that away from Zelda, any of the Zeldas. I don't think there's been a bad Zelda in a while. Even Skyward Sword, I didn't play a lot of it, but I did play some of it, and it was pretty decent. But yeah, like, Mario, like, and it's just fucking. Mm-hmm. I like platforms. Like, they don't really make a lot of platforms.
Switch.
Yeah, I was gonna say they do make a lot of platforms. They just don't make a lot of platforms. 15
just dropped today.
Odyssey looks great though in full screen mode though.
Yeah, Odyssey looks really good. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks good on the big screen.
Yeah. So is that all, Brian?
Yeah, that's all. Nothing much. Again, there's nothing on PlayStation. So.
Point.
I mean, what? Well, come on. Like, what is there? Like, since Days Gone, like, there's been nothing.
On PlayStation, there has been
literally nothing.
Tumbleweed.
Yeah, there's been that. That's an exclusive. Yeah.
Xbox had that exclusive for like last 5 years.
Well, it was a time exclusive. It was a console launch exclusivity for.
Yeah, it's just. Nothing exciting. Again, I'll be getting God of War next year because I'm still just waiting like a good amount of time. Because again, I don't trust them not to release some DLC or Game of the Year stuff. But I'm just waiting for the Game of the Year edition because it's bound to happen. That's
what,
all.
For God of War?
Yeah.
There's no DLC coming for that.
I don't trust these people. These are the same people that say that there's no microtransaction in Gran Turismo or in GT Sport, and then
I trust Corey. No. I don't think there's going to be no DLC for God of War. If there was, it had been out a long time ago.
That is true. It's already been a year since God of War came out. So
yeah.
if there was anything relatively close to DLC, it'll be like an expansion, like a huge expansion, but I doubt they'll do that.
Yeah, I don't see an expansion coming.
I was going to say something about... Oh yeah, Death Stranding, I think, is like the only game coming out soon. That's
November.
A PlayStation game. Yeah, that's worth noting and looking forward to that. And even though I still don't understand what the hell it's about, I'm
same.
Still, yeah, I'm curious about it. But the buddy
exactly.
game The butter game. Well, I don't even know what's the butter game.
I'm telling you. Margarine, man. Not even real butter.
No. I'm not talking about Death Stranding. Pokemon, man. That's going to come out later this year. And
November as well.
Yep. The first.
Day one.
Yep. Chris, you're going to say something?
I was going to say to Adam, like, so Death Stranding is to you is like, I can't believe it's not Metal.
Yeah. Because it's not butter. That's the problem. It's like, I can't believe it because it's not. You've been fooled by chemicals. Gotcha, bitch.
Yo, Mike, what about you, man?
I've been all in on Destiny, and Destiny is life right now.
Oh, Destiny 2. I
can't believe he said that.
Destiny 2, Shadowkeep.
I can't believe he said that.
Dude, oh,
I thought the servers went down and they had trouble.
The servers did go down, but they came back up like about 5 p.m. 6, and I got back on here like 5 p.m. and I stayed awake. I didn't even tell Danny. I stayed awake for 24 hours playing Destiny that night. Oh, wow. I was like, "Woo!" I was feeling it. I was over here trying to click my 6,000 hours.
now, when you play Destiny, do you? Because when I play it, the first thing that comes to my head is I want to sing a little song, go da 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 da, because that shit feels like Halo to me.
Dude, I love the music in Destiny. This shit is lit.
Yeah, Destiny for me, it's like I see the potential in the game, but at the end of the day, when we were playing it, I was playing with Adam a lot. We just kept going from one zone.
We were farming.
Yeah, like
that's it. We're farming, trying to level up.
Oh, the event's here this time. Okay, let's do it. And mm-hmm. then the event's going to start in this part of the map.
So, that's all. Right now, I'm getting raid ready because I know the raid's going to be legit dope and it's going to be fucking hard. Usually, a raid usually takes on Destiny 8 hours if you know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Oh God!
Yeah. Danny, oh God! It's one of those you have to shit in the bucket and everything.
Damn.
Yeah, get your Taco Bell, get your Pizza Hut, whatever, and
get your ramen noodles ready on the side.
You know, you good? I'm good.
Mike, you good? You good? Anything else you've been playing, Mike?
That's about it that I've been playing lately, and I'm looking forward to Death Stranding, man. Game of the year. All right, calling it.
Yo, man, we'll see. It'll be game of something, man. We'll see.
It's gonna be game of the year. You want to make a bet? Anybody want to make a bet?
Wait, what? Trash game of the year? What's going to be game of the year?
He said Death Stranding. But
no, man. No.
I will say this. I wouldn't
at the Indie Film Festival, maybe. But
I wouldn't take that bet because of two reasons. First, it's the Kojima wild card. We don't know what the hell we're going to get. I mean,
exactly.
Like this game is, we don't know what the hell it is. But
it's trash.
But even the
Snake games didn't become game of the year.
But I think Metal Gear 4 should have been at least been considered in 2008. Nothing else came out that year. But this year has been when it comes to games.
It's been quiet this year for games.
Yep.
The only game I could possibly think of that's going to give it competition.
Yeah.
Is Resident Evil 2 Remake.
Yep, that's one.
And Devil May Cry 5,
which is also amazing.
I haven't finished Devil May Cry 5.
I loved Devil May Cry 5.
And Call of Duty. Call of Duty
never got
two. It's about to this year. This is a serious story.
And Pokemon's never got a game of the year. I mean, like,
come on, that's not even a real game.
Let's settle down with that.
Tamagotchi really? Games.
Whoa. Yo, man.
Microtransactions written all over it.
Yo, man. Pokemon sell so many fucking copies. I know. Crazy. But yeah, like, this year, Resident Evil 2. Devil May Cry 5 is pretty good, but that's not the type of game that would be like top contender. Maybe it is this year because nothing else good out.
It's been quiet.
Didn't Odyssey come out this year?
Who?
No.
No, that was last year.
Borderlands 3?
Not Assassin's Creed and not Mario Odyssey. None of those came out this year. Borderlands 3, I haven't played it yet.
You don't need to. Next.
The only one. Only
if you want to play it, just play 2 on your 4K TV.
I play Control. It's fine. The only other game that I haven't played that could be in the consideration is Astral Chain. I think Brian's the only one that's played it.
Everybody says Astral Chain is dope as hell.
Yeah, that's, Platinum, man.
Yeah,
unless it's
you could. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, yeah. Unless a TMNT game.
Scalebound, but,
they fucked that game up.
But anyways, Brett, what have you been playing, man? Really? I haven't
played anything. I think that is, they haven't been playing anything. That's what it's probably.
He's playing God of War right now.
he's
trying to sign into that PS Now, but the lag goes.
it won't let him stream Discord in the game at the same time, you know. All right, let's move on to Dan. Yo, Dan, what have you been?
I've actually been gaming up a little bit. I've been playing Greedfall. Can't stop playing. I don't know why the game is like kind of janky, but it's like amazing too.
Greedfall. What the hell is that?
Yeah, Greedfall. It's made by Spiders. It's like where BioWare used to be. It's how they used to be. Love that game. River City Girls. I've been playing that. It's like the old River City Ransom, but redone. So I love that. I've been playing that. I've also been playing Code Vein. I know it sounds like a nasty movie, but it is absolutely dope. And I've also been playing Mario Odyssey. I've been trying to take care of some of my backlog. So, and I'm almost done with it. So that's what I've been doing.
You're losing a life because you know Code Vein is a weeb.
No, that's only racists think like that.
No, it's a weeb game.
Before we get kicked out of the airways by the FCC, let's move this over to Adam. Yo, Adam, what you been playing, man?
Let's see, I've been playing Breakpoint. I'm playing on Switch the Ultimate Alliance 3, still chugging away on that.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Been playing Ghostbusters that dropped on Switch. That's fun. You know, they did some tweaks, remaster. Okay, you put a little color on it, you know, did some Photoshop, but still feels the same. Okay, that's it. Just spread some color. They're like, put this filter on it. What do you think we could do? We could fucking resell it, bitch. Go to the club. We just made money. You know, but still, it's Ghostbusters on the go, so you can't go wrong with it. I've been also playing a beat 'em up game. That 99 Vidas, I think I'm saying it right. I don't know. VIDAS, 99. They put it together. That's why it's 99 VIDS. You know what I'm talking about? Vidas.
No, let me look that up. What's VIDS? Called
99? I know I'm saying it wrong, but you know, Black Metal Gamer put me onto this a while ago, and I've been playing that on Switch.
Okay.
So that's another one. And
I see it. Yeah,
you see it? That's a fun one. It's a fun beat 'em up. It's also on PS4, PC, all that stuff.
You should get River City Girls, dude. That's also a dope
beat. Yeah, yeah. No, I figured I'll probably jump once I finish some of this shit. And then that's it, you know, because then after this, you know, we got some other shit coming, but that's what I've been playing.
All right. Yeah, so I think that's going to do it for us, unless Brett is coming back from his slumber. But yeah, I think that'll
probably passed out eating chips.
Yeah, he's been eating his nachos, man. You know, they're too good, right, man. Too good. Yeah, but thank you for watching and listening. Make sure to subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. Make sure to follow us on Twitch, Twitter, and Facebook at Throwdown Show. Links are located in the description below. And for Throwdown this week, I was your host, Carlos Romero, and I was joined by Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care of you.
Adam Vail.
Yeah, have a good weekend, everybody.
Brian Manjoma.
I can't wait for these Adam stories, man.
Oh, we did tell you about the time that me and that guy Nelson gave Manny a
Brad
mohawk.
Brad Murdoch. Deuces. And thanks again to the platform crew for joining us today. First of all, Mr. Big Mike, yo, you good?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks for having me there, Carlos.
Yeah, man, no problem. And Dan the man, the host.
Yo, yo, yo! YouTube.com/theplatformlive. You already know how it goes.
Yo. Shout out. All right, guys. Catch you all later. Jesus.